Emory University Podcasts.
I'm Alexa Spinoza, and you're listening to Healthier You, a podcast made by students at Emory University Center for the Study of Human Health. Every week, we bring you personal stories and expert insights into our generation's biggest health questions. As young adults, we are taking on the world for the first time, which can be overwhelming. However, it's important to remember that this is also a time for growth, self-discovery, and to explore the passions that truly make us happy. Today, we are taking a step back from the busy life of an Emory College student and focusing on the science of happiness. Joining us in this podcast is a TikTok creator who has found true happiness through acts of purpose and ikigai. And later, we'll hear from Emory's purpose professor, who will shed light on the benefits of living purposefully. To kick things off, let's talk about what it means to be happy. As it turns out, trying to explore the pursuit of happiness is a little more complex than I originally thought. According to Greek philosophers, there are two types of happiness: hedonic, or the pursuit of pleasure, and eudaimonic happiness, which is rooted in meaning and purpose. Picture this. Hedonic happiness is like a spark that lights up the sky. This is the joy derived from indulging in life's pleasures. Think about the time you bought tickets to see your favorite artist, or when you treated yourself to a really nice dinner. On the other hand, eudaimonic happiness is like a steady fireplace, providing warmth and sustenance over time. This is where we find meaning in relationships, personal growth, and our contribution to the world around us.
In life, just like in climbing, our grip might falter, our footing might slip. We might find ourselves back at the bottom, looking up at the path that we've just traversed. But here's the thing about falling. It teaches us. It humbles us.
This is Jonah Reynolds, currently one of my favorite creators on TikTok.
In every setback, there's a lesson. In every fall, there's a chance to rise even stronger. Keep climbing, keep striving, and your peak is still out there, waiting for you to reach it.
I love his channel because he shares a holistic approach to life, from health and dieting tips to self-development motivation. Although I also love opening TikTok and seeing his cute fluffy dog Misty. I was so excited to sit down and talk with Jonah and hear about how he became such a happiness guru.
When I arrived in North America when I was 16 years old, a lot of people derive their happiness from sort of short-term pleasures or things that, you know, give them sort of like more of an emotional happiness. During that time, my sort of day-to-day routine became really bad.
During his younger years, Jonah was chasing after hedonic happiness, or the thrill of the moment that never lasts. However, he soon realized that this kind of happiness didn't bring him true fulfillment and meaning. And it wasn't until he was 22 and his grandfather passed away that Jonah had an epiphany.
My grandfather passing away was the first time I'd lost someone that I was quite close to. And for me, that, you know, realization of life is limited. And for as far as we know, this is it, you know, and let's try to make the best of it. Because that was a real eye opener to realize that this life, you deserve to find your own version of happiness, because there will come a time where it ends.
After Jonah graduated from college, he got a job and started earning his own money for the first time. This sparked another important realization for him.
When I started to work and apply myself to the world and interact with the world outside of the shelter of school, I realized that money also isn't the source of happiness. And a lot of my upbringing and also my perspective on happiness was very strongly tied to money. But now that I've started working, I realize that, you know, happiness is far more than just having money.
Jonah realized that money wasn't the key to happiness, despite what he had been taught growing up.
But now that I've kind of matured, I'm 25 now, my happiness has geared more back towards finding a purpose and a meaning. And that's a lot of times why I make content on TikTok around the concept of ikigai.
If you've never heard it before, ikigai is a Japanese word meaning reason for being. And it's often depicted in the form of a Venn diagram. When you're doing something that you love, that you're good at, that you can be paid for, and that the world needs, that is your ikigai. And did you know that Japan is currently ranked third in the world for the highest life expectancy at an average of 84.9 years for both sexes? Researchers are studying the reasons behind this, and they may have found a key factor, ikigai. According to Sakurako Shiba Okusono, a research assistant at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health, having ikigai, a sense of purpose and meaning in life, is associated with a reduced risk of developing major diseases as you age. Okusono conducted a study in 2022 on Japanese adults over 65 years old to determine whether having ikigai is beneficial for physical and psychosocial outcomes. The findings were remarkable. Participants who had ikigai had a 31% lower risk of developing functional disability and a 36% lower risk of developing dementia during the 3-year follow-up in the study. They also had decreased depressive symptoms and hopelessness, as well as higher happiness, life satisfaction, activity of daily living, and social interaction. These results suggest that finding your ikigai can lead to a happier and healthier life. What I like about ikigai is that it takes into account both eudaimonic and hedonic happiness. And as you begin to think about your purpose, how can the bigger ideas around ikigai help us work towards our self-fulfillment and happiness? This is what Jonah had to say.
If we go back to the whole idea of ikigai, right? For the longest time, I really didn't know what that was or even like fill out even one of those, like, what is my passions, you know, like, what am I good at? What did I go to school for? Right. I went to school for marketing. Okay. That's great. What does the world need? Right. The world needs a lot of things. So these were, you know, questions that I took some time to discover and sort of search for this year. But recently, like, you've come across my channel on TikTok, and that's really has slowly turned into my ikigai in of itself, is to teach the world the freedom that allows me to do, and that gives me sort of like an opportunity to not only do what I love, which is help others and make the world a better place, but also I get to promote a product along with that can pay me and support me to pursue that. So I get to have time to work on my passions and hobbies.
After discovering the concept of ikigai, I realized that prioritizing our goals and passions is key to finding happiness. Interestingly enough, another important factor in our well-being is the people around us. In college, we have the opportunity to meet new people and form lasting friendships, which has been shown to have a significant impact on our happiness and overall health. Strong social connections have been linked to reduced stress levels, improved academic performance, and increased happiness. To learn more about the importance of finding purpose, I had the pleasure of speaking with one of Emory's own professors, who is truly dedicated to the study of happiness.
So my name is Christine Whelan, and I am the Purpose Professor at Emory University this year. I sort of see myself as a translator of academic research into kind of small steps programs that all of us can actually apply in our everyday life. So I really focus in particular on young adults, on college students, because asking those big questions of what matters most to me, why does it matter, and how can I make it happen? Asking those big questions at a point of transition, like young adulthood, can really have an outsized impact on the trajectory of our lives.
To begin unpacking how happiness is linked to purpose, I asked Dr. Whelan about how she defines purpose.
Traditionally, academics define purpose as your singular life aim, or like the one thing that you're called to do in the world that you put all your energy toward. And while that's an okay definition for some people, it always stressed me out. And especially when I think about it for young adults who are on a journey of kind of trying things and discovering who they are and what they want to do, it never really felt right to me. So instead, I like to focus on a purpose mindset, which is the idea of how can I use my gifts in keeping with my values to make a positive impact, not just on my own life, but on a larger idea or a cause or the lives of others. So with this purpose mindset definition of purpose, it really becomes more of a verb rather than a noun. So the purpose is something that you can choose to do on a daily basis every time you use your gifts, so like what you're good at, in keeping with your values, what you care about, to make a positive impact, you know, and do something good in the world.
So where does this leave us? How should we approach our daily routines in a way that builds a happy future, all while we navigate the busy life of a college student at Emory? The answer is definitely complex. At the end of the day, there's no one-size-fits-all approach to building a happy and purposeful future. However, by prioritizing our goals and passions, and by surrounding ourselves with people that we care about, we can navigate the challenges of college life and beyond. And finally, to finish off, Jonah shares his methods for managing life's obstacles.
It wasn't until the fourth year of my university where I discovered meditation. And that's funny because, you know, I grew up in Japan where Buddhism is so big and everyone's meditating, but it's just not something I really applied to my own life. However, I do really believe in the benefits of it. And for a lot of people, meditation is almost scary to think about doing or applying in your life. And it's a bit intimidating, but I promise if you just begin with taking 5 minutes, either at the start or the end of your day, to just sit, put your phone down and breathe and focus on your breath and nothing else, the amount of focus, attention, and sort of clarity in your life that will give you will far exceed the 5 minutes of you scrolling through TikTok, no matter how good the videos might be.
Thank you for listening to Healthier You from the Center for the Study of Human Health at Emory University. If you liked what you heard, subscribe to the show in your podcast app and make sure to leave us a rating or a review. This episode was reported and produced by me, Alexa Espinosa. Our theme music is by Tim Taj. Special thanks to Dr. Christine Whelan and Jonah Reynolds for being a part of this episode. You can find links to the studies and resources we mentioned in our show notes or on our website, exploringhealth.org.